Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay, so here's what happened. This was back in elementary school. I had trouble sleeping for about a week. And so flash forward, recess on the playground. I go under one of the covered areas and try to take a nap, and fortunately, I was successful. Now, this is the part that nobody seems to believe, but I woke up and there was a girl sitting right next to me, and I wasn't sure for how long, but as you can imagine, I was pretty surprised. We ended up just making some conversation, but I couldn't remember what the conversation was, and I don't remember her name, and I haven't seen her in years.
This is from elementary school.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think she's your long-lost love from elementary school? Do you think she'd even remember? Say you found her ass on Facebook.
Did you go to school with her? Was she a classmate, a neighbor, what?
I want to say she was a classmate, but it was so long ago, I don't even remember what she looks like.
But
anymore.
Who else would be next to you at recess besides a classmate in elementary school? I mean, do you think she's just some random girl that wandered over from another school and sat next to you?
No, probably not.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's
look, I woke up in the middle of the night one night, my buddy Zach, I was in second grade, third grade. So I had never had a Twinkie before. All right. Now this sounds ridiculous.
This setup, I was like, where is this going to go?
Yeah. All right. I never had a Twinkie. And one day after school, his mom brought some Twinkies home, and I had a Twinkie for the first time.
Now, what'd you think?
I thought it was the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Ever eaten in my life. And yeah. I think Twinkies were probably a little bit better then.
I don't know.
Maybe they weren't. I don't know. Anyway, so I couldn't get to sleep. But
second graders also don't have a great palate.
They don't, but Twinkies at that age are like that. That's the caviar of the child world.
Right. Now, they had a side door that went into their kitchen. The kitchen came down off like a little stoop on the side of the house. It was not the main entrance. That door's open all the time.
Yeah.
So it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I still have my pajamas on. I put my shoes on. I'm like, I'm going to go down to Zach's house. I'm going to grab another Twinkie.
Oh, you're not spending the night?
No.
No. Oh, Jesus.
No.
I'm with Thrill.
No.
I just assumed you were there.
No. I got up and determined, like, they won't care because you had a box of them.
Yeah.
I'll go get another Twinkie. So I got up. It was probably...
part of you had to know you were stealing it.
A quarter mile walk.
He takes grapes now. I don't think he cares.
Because his house was halfway
between. A quarter mile?
Because it was a half mile walk to the school. We did it every day.
Right.
First, second through fourth grade. But it was halfway to the school. I walked all the way to his house. I opened the screen door. I went into the kitchen. And I grabbed a Twinkie, and I started eating it in the kitchen. Just like, I mean, no big deal. I'm going to just eat this.
Sure.
Zach's parents' house. Right. Light flips on. Zach's dad, he was a doctor. Big dude. I mean, I'm a little kid, but he was still like 6'3", 6'4", right. German dude. And he's like,
"What are you doing with Twinkie?"
Correct.
Oh, he actually had the accent.
"What are you doing in here?"
Oh.
And I'm like, "I'm eating a Twinkie, Mr. Morris," or "Dr. Morris." And he's like, "Son, it's 1:30 in the morning. It's 2 o'clock in the morning." I was like, "Okay, well, can I finish my Twinkie?" He's like, "How did you get here?" And I'm like, I walked down to get a Twinkie. He's like, "All right." So he got in the car and drove my ass home.
Oh, yeah.
Knocked on the door, woke my parents up, even though the door was wide open. Said, "Miles is in the kitchen. Just want you to know he's safe."
They're probably like, "Whose kitchen?"
"Our kitchen."
I was like, Twinkies.
I had to get a Twinkie. You know, I was like, because he has a box of Twinkies. There's like six or 12 in there. I'm like, "They won't know. I don't care. Just in the mood for a Twinkie."
That is the problem with little kids. So,
I mean, it was completely logical in my mind.
No. You're...
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, "She's coming in. Here are her labs."
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Kids' logic, it makes sense.
The door is always open. I never knocked on their door. I just walked in the kitchen, like in the daytime. The doors were always open. So if the caller said somebody was on his bed, like that was not uncommon. We didn't lock our doors.
Now, back in the day, rarely did anyone, especially, and you're right, as a kid, if you were just going over to see your buddy.
He was my best friend. So like.
You just opened the door and walked in. And maybe they're eating breakfast or something. And the parents didn't look delighted, but they didn't. Granted, it was not 1:30 in the morning, but they kind of understood. When my kids were younger, and I wanted to do their sleepovers, and the younger they are, just the more attentive you have to be. So, like, now, if my son says, "Hey, man, so-and-so spend the night," I go, "Sure, but here's the deal. Do not remind me that you're in the house." And they don't. They want no part of me. I want no part of them. Perfect. When they're little, it's never like one kid. It's always like six, right? And inevitably, out of those six, two of them are not comfortable not being at home.
Yeah.
One of them is going to pee on something that you own. It's just, but you can't get
or sleep. Throw up.
So you will get them to sleep, and they're little kids, so they're staying up quote unquote late. So maybe it's 11 o'clock. They fall asleep. Cool. You check on them. You go to bed at maybe 1 a.m. About 2 o'clock in the morning. Someone's tugging your arm. Well, it is not your kid. It is someone else's kid who has one of two things to tell you. Either, so if the first one is, "I want to go home. I had no problem." Nope. "Man, it is too late. I'm not calling your parents. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You can climb in my bed with me and my freaking wife, which is the last place I want you. But if that's going to calm your ass down to climb in bed." Two times it took me up on the offer, and it just sucks, man, because I'm laying in bed with someone like, God. Mm. Or you get the, "Mr. Steve, hey, what's up, man?" And first thing you do is always look at the clock, right? Like, it's 3:45. "All right, what's up?" "I peed on your sofa." Like, now I have to get up, right? This is not, "Did you bring a change of clothes?" "I don't have a change of clothes." All right. Okay, man. Now the lights are on. Now I'm digging through my kid's room to find, like, underwear and a new pair of pants for this kid. And then I throw their crap in my washer. And by the time you're done with this, kid's dead asleep again.
You're wide awake.
I am wide awake. And I'm like, I'm just up for the day. So I hated doing the spend the night when they were little. Now, brilliant. I don't have to do anything.
Well, you're about to get into the age of, you got to check the bags.
What do you mean?
Like, I had a buddy. We could always go to his parents' basement and hang out. But if you walked in and those book bags look too heavy, he'd be like, "Let me see it." What do you got in there?
Yeah, I mean, dead on. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you brought in your bag. If you touch my stuff, we got an issue, right? Just don't touch my stuff.
Why is sleep important to the story? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Con. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Con.
John. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Who's this?
Oh, it's John.
John. Con!
No, just so you know, Mike put K.
I like that, though.
Well, Mike put up K-O-H-N. All right. And then in parentheses, he spelled the word con so that I knew how to pronounce
like
it.
Like Ricardo Montalban.
Right.
Sorry, my phone over there was breaking up like crazy.
John.
I can't get his name right. Yep.
Yeah. I had to pull over and park.
That's fair, Mike. Yeah, it's so unlikely his name would be John. Yeah. It's much more likely con.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah. So I used to live in Texas about 15 or so years ago. And I got pulled over. I fell asleep at the wheel. But I wasn't even on the road yet, basically, and I was just at idle, and I kind of went off the road, and I nudged the fence. I stopped. A cop saw it and just pulls up right behind me, and gives me a ticket, and so I go to court, and the judge charges me with speeding. So I was like,
"What was speeding?"
For speeding, yeah. So I was like, "Your Honor, I was not speeding. I was asleep."
Not to split hairs, man, but yeah. You know.
Well, do you remember, did they give you like a breathalyzer or anything like that?
Oh, well, yeah, I got, but I wasn't drinking or anything.
Right.
I just fell asleep. And I told him I was sleeping, and that's when he just kind of very sternly kind of almost yelled at me. He said, "Any speed while sleeping is speeding."
That's fair.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
so,
he's right.
Was he just saying that because he was pissed, or is that actually the law in Texas? Like, you're just behind the wheel at all. You're asleep. You're speeding.
You know, that's the only time I got pulled over or got into any kind of trouble in Texas. So I don't know really the laws, but the guy was, it was like a small town. It was actually Falcon, Texas.
So how does that work as far as you getting a fine, right? So typically, if you're speeding, depending how many miles an hour over the speed limit,
right.
You get that many, you know, that's how much it's going to cost you. And I do agree, if you're moving at all and you're asleep, yeah, you're speeding. But, I mean, how do you write a ticket? Like, you were going 3 miles an hour. Why wouldn't it just be sleeping at the wheel?
Well, he basically just made me pay the fence. I kind of broke a pole on there. He just made me kind of pay for that. And that was basically it. But it wasn't really much of a ticket. It was just like, you know, wake your ass up or something. I don't know.
Wake your ass up.
Did he try to, like, just say, follow me home or anything?
Well, that, no. He did wake me up. I mean, I woke up. He let me drive home, but I did get the ticket. I had to present myself in court. And it was a small town thing. I mean, the courthouse was basically just another house in the town, you know.
Okay.
So the judge, but, you know, the guy was just, I thought it was fair at the end. I was like, you know what? He could have charged me with reckless driving.
Sure.
Or something, yeah.
Well, at least he was decent.
You know what? Because you did not have anything in your system, man. I think that's the entire difference. Yeah. You were literally just tired.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief.
Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.